one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Now, I'm about to ream out a 50-something-year-old man. So, let me bring him on before we do anything else here. Welcome to the WrestleMania 36, right? 36. 36th post-show here on Rant EM Radio. Of course, Surfer wants to do it his way. He doesn't know how to play by the rules after all these goddamn years. We are live here on Rant EM Radio, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
What's my name, boy?
And we're also being joined by a very impatient Surfer.
No, I wasn't being impatient.
Impatient! I said 10 minutes. How the hell do you want me to... For you to do no, a mic, how the hell do you want me? How do you want me to do a mic check when I said 10 minutes?
I didn't need you to pick up. I couldn't get.
Don't call me while I'm preparing for the show. Then call somebody else. Don't you know that I'm in the middle of and all I see is one call after the other from Surfer.
No, all I was doing was making sure I could be heard on my Chromebook this time. Because the other time. Last week I had problems with it. That was it. I was trying to fix the settings so I could be heard. I knew you wasn't picking up.
Don't call me, though, if I'm telling... Give me... I said it very... Did I not put it in the text message very clearly? Give me 10 minutes.
You make a big deal out of this.
No, I'm not. Because you did. Yes, it's you WrestleMania. I have to make a big deal out of it.
I know you're tired.
Did I not put in the text message, give me 10 minutes?
I gave you 10 minutes.
You did not.
I wasn't trying to call you.
Calling me is interrupting what I'm doing in those 10 minutes. We're gonna see right now. I said in a text message at 10:24, give me 10 minutes and we'll be live.
And what time did I call?
At 10:29, I sent Surfer a text message. Surfer, I said 10 minutes. You didn't even wait 5 minutes.
Again.
You didn't wait 5 minutes. I said 10, and you couldn't even wait 5.
I wasn't trying to call you. How many times am I saying?
Why would you call me to test the audio?
Because that's the only way you can get to the
call setting. Somebody else, not the man who's producing the show that needs 10 minutes to get things ready.
I don't talk to anybody else on here.
Then find somebody else. God almighty. Impatient.
Yeah, I'm dead right
impatient.
Now.
Anyways, we're live.
I'm as dead as AJ Styles.
Ready. So here we are. We're live. And it's WrestleMania. Now, of course, we didn't do anything. We didn't prepare. Nope. And, of course, Surfer's making all this goddamn noise. I'll wait, Surfer.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay. So, we did not prepare to do anything for WrestleMania. As a matter of fact, we were not even sure if we were going to do anything, but... There are things that happen over the course of the last 24 hours that I guess we have to talk about it.
Fun as hell.
So, where do I start?
You can start with last night and then go into tonight.
So, they're really of major note. From last night, other than Braun Strowman becoming the Universal Champion, which we knew was happening.
Nobody gave a damn.
The only thing of note that was actually very well done and very good was the Boneyard match between The Undertaker and AJ Styles.
A.K.A. a buried alive match.
Literally buried. I gotta tell you, it was an excellent production put on by WWE. I'm not a big fan of the obviously none of us are a big fan of all these no crowd things, but
in the arena, damn man.
But we're unfortunately, given the circumstances right now, this is all we've got. And this is going to be the last wrestling event that we're going to be able to witness for quite some time. So yeah, you know, it was good. It was good. It was good to see the Undertaker pretty much as the American Badass beat the hell out of AJ Styles.
I think we got both Undertakers yesterday.
And
did somebody just sneeze?
No, that was me okay. Slurping through a straw.
That's the American Dead Man. That's what we got last night.
That's what we got.
Yeah, he transformed in the middle of that match.
Didn't he though? What's my name, boy?
It was good. It was entertaining, but I think the thing that everybody now is going to be talking about of this entire WrestleMania production, which was 7.5 hours, not including the two pre-shows, had to have been what happened 30 minutes ago. 30 minutes ago, John Cena came out to the ring to an empty arena at WrestleMania.
No, you suck.
There was nothing, and it was fine. And it was fine. Then the arena goes dark, and Bray's in the funhouse, and then John Cena's in the funhouse, and John leaves the funhouse. And the next time we see John Cena is Ruthless Aggression John Cena coming out to the ring in his spandex shorts and everything.
Not from before he runs it,
from 2002.
Into the puppet Mr. McMahon.
Well, that too. But
this some good shit.
This was... They brought back the SmackDown fist. Let me see. Can we cue some of this up from earlier? Because... Give me one second.
My buddy Mike.
Because they're showing right now the Edge 24. And in case you're wondering, Drew McIntyre is the new World Wrestling Federation champion. Anyways.
Who's the new World Wrestling Federation?
Drew McIntyre.
with no upcoming title defenses?
None.
None.
Right. So, here we go. It was so awkward to see this, but here we go.
Tonight, I'm issuing a challenge for anyone back there in that locker room here and face Bray Wyatt. What makes you think you got what it takes to hang with Bray Wyatt? Ruthless Aggression! Wow! Whoever thought this was actually gonna work? I'm not gonna lie, this is pretty embarrassing, you know? Ruthless Aggression! Oh, John. I am literally living your biggest failure right now.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's sad. I guess I can see why you almost got fired, right? Ruthless Aggression!
Woo-hoo! You cannot, but you can't touch.
Ruthless Aggression.
Wow, John, you know what I'm thinking right now? Is this really what you want to do with your life?
Too hot to handle.
Now, this part here was they're going back to Saturday night's main event with the blue cage and everything. And
Johnny Big Meat
using the original. By the way, all the music that you heard is the original music from when Saturday night's main event aired and John Cena's debut and all that stuff. But, you know, after all that, the Doctor of Thugonomics came out. They went back and they revisited John Cena from WrestleMania 30. And then this happened. And, you know, it just continued on and on. John Cena was in the NWO for 5 minutes.
Now, does that make him an official member, though?
I guess so.
Him and Shawn Michaels?
I got to tell you, tomorrow night on Raw, I don't expect much. It's going to be pretty dead tomorrow. That's the last WWE televised product that I believe we're going to see. Original show that we're going to see for quite some time. Because that show has been taped already.
It's in the can.
It's in the can already. But it seems that WWE will be suspending television production as of tomorrow. So,
if Vince gives DeSantis a little pocket, he might allow him to film some new footage.
No, that's it. It's done. If it's not done already, it's done. It's over with.
He was on a conference call with the other commissioners today
to try to see when they could start
production. I'm just saying that your governor, he's an imbecile.
My governor?
The only one worse is the Georgia's.
DeSantis, I think, has been doing a very good job, so I don't know what you're talking about.
He didn't shut down the beaches like he should have.
He did shut
down. Outside of that.
Outside of that, but listen, Florida is surrounded by water throughout right. The entire state. Mm-hmm. In the important parts, where there was spring break, the beaches were closed. So, that's not entirely his fault. But anyways, in regards to wrestling, I think the only other thing that we're going to see in wrestling is going to be AEW, because I believe they were able to squeeze in about 5 weeks of TV tapings over the last couple days before Georgia.
Ain't TNA still going to be going?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah,
so
they take months in advance. So.
Yeah, so I think we're done with original wrestling content here. As of tomorrow, with the exception of Dynamite, and
so there's no chance that the American Dead Man could get a title shot.
At least not anytime soon.
They don't have no footage for Wednesday.
Nope.
Because they talking about that match between Gargano and Ciampa.
As far as I know, that there's no footage taped for Wednesday.
Hey, man, when the American Dead Man pull off a victory like he did and then just ride off, that's worthy of a title shot.
That should be his final match. Go out on top like that and call it a night.
No, hell no. If Goldberg can get two title runs, he could at least get one. Especially with that gimmick. And he only fight in boneyard matches.
The general consensus of the internet is that everybody enjoyed WrestleMania. Of course, here's the issue. Here's where I'm going to take umbrage now with the internet world. Especially Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer, because they're Nazis to begin with.
People won titles and stuff.
They won
empty arenas, man. That's crazy.
Here's my issue.
Never wrap my head around
I cannot
that.
Fault WWE for doing what they did. Yes, WrestleMania should have been canceled. But you know what? They did put in a lot of effort, and it's clear that WWE really went out of their way to try to give us something. Granted, it was not the normal thing, but they gave us something. I don't know where wrestling's going to go now after this. I really don't. We're looking at May, June, July before maybe TV tapings might start up again.
And then they still might be in front of empty arenas.
They still might be in front of empty arenas, but
yeah, you know the crazy thing is, this goes on for a long time. This could be like an unprecedented chance to just reboot everything.
Well, that's
forget all the old storylines. Just start from scratch.
That's right, Lee. Chomper is a character from Super Mario Brothers.
Facts.
So I have to. I can't. They get an A for effort. They do get an A for effort. I have to give my props to Drew McIntyre. For one reason, not because he beat Brock Lesnar. But he got put in a very, very precarious situation. If for those of you that did not watch the WWE Chronicles of Drew McIntyre from last night, that pretty much followed Drew McIntyre up until last Tuesday, you missed a very compelling story. And that was Drew McIntyre was stuck in Europe when all this shit started. And there was no guarantee that Drew McIntyre was going to be able to make it back to the States in time.
Well, he was in one of the places.
And Brock was stuck somewhere. They both were kind of stuck places, so, right? And
but like that United Kingdom area, that was like one of the last places to get shut down as far as flights to the United States.
But he got out. And he made it to WrestleMania. And, there was a lot of things that I took away from this. I'm not going to be too critical with WWE.
I am. Why the hell did Bray Wyatt lose to Goldberg? Please explain.
Because I'm going to tell you why.
Because bull malarkey.
That's what it is. And this, if we would have known that there was no WrestleMania back in February when that happened, I guarantee you Goldberg would not have won.
He should not have won.
There's a lot of things that happened the last 24 hours that I saw that would have never happened had WrestleMania taken place in a stadium.
Well, if they'd have known the coronavirus would hit, I'm pretty sure they would. If they knew they weren't going to have Mania in the stadium, I don't think Drew McIntyre would have won. They would have waited on that.
No. Too. That I don't think so. That I think Drew McIntyre, I think he was scheduled to win. But for example, I don't think the Boneyard match between AJ and Taker would have happened. Probably what would have happened was it would have been a traditional match with AJ versus American Badass Taker, which still would have been good.
Yeah. But I still say Drew McIntyre, man. You win the title in the MD Arena, your first title. Like Jinder Mahal when he won the title.
Listen, I get it. I understand one everything.
Up
listen,
is there, bigger than this.
There was
right
a lot
here.
Of title changes this weekend. So
it ain't even about that Universal Studios title. Because once Goldberg got that one back, that luster is gone off that. That title don't mean nothing. They need to scrap that title. They can bring the World Heavyweight title back. It'll mean more. I mean, seriously. When an old dude off the street beat the baddest dude in the company. That just silly.
I think they should have rearranged some of those matches. Tonight's matches weren't as good as yesterday's matches. I mean, not to say that tonight was terrible.
I don't know, that Cena and Bray match.
Yesterday was much better. Overall, yesterday.
And Lee said it best. They let that Shayna Baszler girl beat I think that's the one that beat the hell out of everybody in that chamber. And then she jobbed Becky Lynch.
Well.
Why, we don't know.
No, they said Vince soured on her after that match she had with Kyrie Sane.
Then why have her beat the hell out of everybody in the damn chamber?
Because if you look at all the other people in that match, who was she going to have win?
Anybody but her, if you ain't gonna put strap on.
So you're gonna put the belt on Ruby Riott. No. I mean, are you gonna give it to Ruby Riott?
No, you can let one of them win for them to lose for Becky Lynch. The point of building that girl up was right. Have her win.
Vince didn't see any of those people as WrestleMania, and the one person that probably he does look at, well, she was going to be in a tag team match.
But and what I'm saying saw, is to have that girl fight, dominate
we,
them
we,
in
we
the chain.
We just saw them fight for at the Royal Rumble.
If that's the case, it don't matter who's in the ring. Then at that point, if you don't believe in nobody, it don't matter who you put in there at WrestleMania because you don't believe in nobody. Like you just said, you make my point for me. So right. Why not? Why waste
more
that girl
like,
looking dominant?
Had Vince not soured on her, she probably would have won.
If it took one match for him to sour on her, he wasn't strong on the first place.
Vince has a thing about people that come up from NXT.
He don't really do
NXT. He don't put his personal stamp of approval on.
And then he just had Charlotte beat. Day champion, so that show you how much he care about NXT. He gonna have somebody from the main roster go down to NXT.
Charlotte's one of his people. I mean, what else?
All I'm saying, if he gave a damn about NXT, that girl would beat Charlotte. And like you said,
don't be surprised if one day Roman Reigns go down there.
Hell, if he could, hell, I seen him go down there and beat that boy. Who the champion down there now?
Adam Cole.
Don't wait. Give it a moment. Drew McIntyre gonna be down there whooping his ass.
No, Drew got his
belt. He champion on all brands. Both of them brands.
Listen, Drew was champion down there, wasn't he? 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be champion again.
But like having somebody like Brock Lesnar go down there, or Roman Reigns go down there.
Please don't give him no ideas.
We're gonna see what happens.
The ratings on The Wednesday night Raiders are down. Send Brock down there.
We're going to see what happens. We are in for some unique times.
And Brock even losing his luster. Now he turned into the Triple H WrestleMania. Just losing to lose. Just doing the job. What, the last person he beat at WrestleMania was who? Goldberg?
Yeah.
No, he beat Roman Reigns. That was the last time he won.
I thought that match took place before Goldberg.
That was after.
And there
won. Because when Goldberg won, Reigns was out with the leukemia, wasn't he?
No, sir. For Goldberg and Brock was the same year as Taker and Roman. That Taker and Roman closed the show. Remember? And then the next year it was Brock and Roman.
And Brock
won. Brock won, and then after that.
Then he won at Saudi Arabia, right?
Yep, yeah, and then he lost it at SummerSlam to Roman. But, and then the next year he lost.
Did he miss one year with leukemia? He missed the WrestleMania?
No.
No, he called leukemia afterwards.
No, I'm saying, after he got leukemia, did he miss the WrestleMania?
He got leukemia in September or October, and he came back just in time, around February. Oh, okay.
To fight Taker.
No, that wasn't that year.
What is the year before that one?
It was the year after.
Oh, that's the year he fought Brock, right?
No, he fought Brock in... He fought Brock the year before Taker.
He couldn't have, because the year before he fought... Okay, he won the title at 32 and beat Triple H. Mm-hmm. Then the next year it was Brock and Goldberg and him and Taker, and then the next year it was him and Brock. That's how it happened.
I don't think he had another match with Brock at WrestleMania. Hold on,
he had a third match.
He had a third match with Brock at WrestleMania.
No. The third match was at SummerSlam in a four-way.
No, he had three matches I think he had three matches with Brock at WrestleMania. I'm not sure.
I'm checking right now.
32 was Triple H, 33 was Undertaker, 34... I'll tell you right now. Matches.
34... was him and Brock in New Orleans.
That's right. You're right. 34 was him and Brock in New Orleans. You're right.
Yep.
What year did Seth come down?
That was 31.
Oh, my God.
That was the first Brock-Roman match.
That was the first. Right. They've only had three one-on-one matches. WrestleMania, well, Seth, can you count that one as a one-on-one? If not,
yes.
Okay, then you got the WrestleMania, the second time at WrestleMania in New Orleans, and then that Saudi Showdown in the cage. Then was the three. And the one at SummerSlam, that was the four-way, remember? And when Braun distracted Brock, and then that's how Roman got the belt back. Got the Universal belt. So... And AA, and this is the first WrestleMania Roman Reigns to miss it, if my memory is right.
I think so. Get ready for this. Between this year at WrestleMania, there were 18 matches.
Mm.
18 matches. Now, of course, a lot of that was fillers, random filler. But there were 18 matches altogether. I was entertained by Otis and Dolph Ziggler.
Were you entertained by your former boo, Bianca Blair?
No, I was not. let me see what other matches here that were.
Bianca.
Bianca Belair. I'm sorry, I say Blair Belair.
Yeah, and we're not talking about Blair Warner from Facts of Life. Okay,
Blair Underwood.
I don't know. I am curious though to see what's going to happen now. Now that WrestleMania, does it matter at this point?
Yeah, you're right though.
Does it matter right now?
He needs to go away. He needs to not.
Where is he going to sign and where is he going to work? What does it matter?
He needs to go home. He got no money.
Kind of money and do nothing.
Roman has main evented WrestleMania. Lee's asking, how many times has Roman main evented WrestleMania? He's main evented WrestleMania
32.
Four times. Four straight years he main evented WrestleMania.
What is it? 32 to what?
31, 36. 2, 3, and 4.
He climbing the ladder. He only, what, 3 behind Hogan?
Hogan main evented the first 8 WrestleManias.
So he's only 3 away?
Yeah.
Cena's right there with him. Ain't their numbers right about the same, 5 or?
Cena, I think, has main evented 1, 2, I think he's main evented about 6 WrestleManias, 6 or 7 WrestleManias.
So he ain't too far off the pace. And Triple H is what?
Probably about 5 or 6 as well.
And Hogan in the clubhouse.
Yes, he's by himself.
How many Austin got?
Austin's only main evented WrestleMania 4 times.
Once.
No.
2.
4 times.
3. No, 3.
4 times, I think. He main evented 14, 15, 17.
15, 14, 15, 17. That was it.
That's it, 3 times.
3.
3 times he's main evented.
So Hogan and Rhea in the clubhouse. I wish he would have been able to get that nice 9 number.
Well, if you count what happened in WrestleMania 9.
It is 9.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna give Hollywood a prop.
Anyways.
Who has the most main events, period, like,
at Russell,
in the modern era
John
era
Cena.
Pay-per-views?
John Cena. I think John Cena has main evented. They released that number a few years ago. I think John Cena main evented, like, 50 or 60 of 125 pay-per-views. It was some obscene number. Like, John Cena main evented every pay-per-view for the... Main evented almost...
Okay, because they've had more pay-per-views.
Yeah, and he's main evented almost every pay-per-view over the course of...
So it probably made no sense.
About 5 or 6 years, you know?
And Hogan, there, you got like 3 or 4 years?
4 years, yeah. Hogan number ain't get up until the late...
He's got the record for most WrestleManias.
Yeah.
And then, even with WCW, it wasn't like he was... wrestling every month on a pay-per-view.
And Ric Flair holds the record for main eventing the most Starcades. So.
Of course, that was him.
Yeah.
He
main evented the first 1, 2, 3, the first 5 Starcades. And then I think he main evented 1 more after that.
Hogan was Mr. Red Wild.
Yes.
He main evented all the Red Wild.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he also, well, no, I was about to say he main evented all the Bash at the Beaches, but no, he didn't.
Which one?
He main evented 94, 95. He was a part of the main event in 96. He main evented 97, 98. He was not in
99. In 2000.
He was supposed to main event 2000.
So what, 5 out of 6 he did?
Mm-hmm.
So he was the best at the beach. That was his pay-per-view right there, boy.
Oh, man. So what do we take away from WrestleMania? I mean, people are going to bitch and complain about this, but I don't think we should complain.
I love that little rabbit in the Firefly Funhouse Studio. Oh, man. I love it. Did you see when they were doing their, what, Big John or whatever, and they flashed to the girl perfect? It's got a mouth. And yeah. And the pig dancing to the end of the music.
Yep.
Now that was entertaining.
How many Buried Alive matches has Taker won? I believe he's won.
One.
I think he's won once.
He lost more than he won.
Yeah, I think he's only won once.
The one he won last night.
Yeah.
But that was,
who was the other?
I think he won against. Didn't he win one on SmackDown?
No, he was in that. Okay, yeah. That was a tag team match with it. Him and Big Show against The Rock and Sock for the tag team titles.
It's strange because The Undertaker, Hell in a Cell was his match. I think he lost more of those than he won. I think the one match he got most the casket.
He only won like two casket matches that I can remember.
Oh, and Rob, and for those of you that did not pay attention, Rob Gronkowski is your current 24/7 champion.
Oh my God!
How did he beat
R-Truth? Or was he just standing around or something?
No, he didn't beat R-Truth.
Oh, he beat his friend.
And there was.
Sorry, you didn't see what happened, right?
No.
Well. Mojo come running down, being chased by like a half a dozen wrestlers, and they was whipping on him. And then Grunt dove off the perch on top of the wrestlers and pinned him and ran off.
Wow! So Grunt turned heel on his own friend?
No, I mean because Grunt was about to win it yesterday when Mojo pushed him out of the way and pinned R-Truth.
Oh yes. Lee said he got that right. Undertaker did win a casket match against Kamala. I forgot about that.
And then that left Titus O'Neil to host the rest of
it. His reaction after that damn John Cena match, I was dead. I know Titus, Double A was.
At least Titus Worldwide is coming up.
I don't know what I just saw.
That was pretty funny, I will admit.
I know Double A was tickled by that, yo. It was a casket match, Lee. He did have a casket match against Kamala one time.
Yeah.
Because Kamala was claustrophobic, remember?
Yeah.
And Kamala had kimchi with him.
And Kamala's superstitious, too.
And I've been trying to get this joke out for a while, but there was one fan in attendance at WrestleMania, and that was that big one up in the ceiling that kept spinning all night above the entranceway. That's been a joke that's been on Twitter for 2 days now. Well, it's in the books. What can I say? WrestleMania is over, folks.
Yep.
We've got a new Universal Champion. We've got a new WWE Champion. And we witnessed...
Was Heyman there?
Yes, he was. And we witnessed John Cena come out on Nitro in an NWO shirt. So...
With a rinky-dink WCW title.
Yeah.
They could have had a better prop than that.
I guess. They were trying their best on short notice, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't fault them that much.
And America.
Where did John Cena disappear to?
Who knows?
Same place Johnny Cage and Liu Kang.
Wherever they keep all the old stuff in the WWE warehouse.
Now, Double A, was that an actual one of those ladders during that Randy Orton and Edge match? Was that one of them ladders they used to climb up during the ladder match in the back?
The big one?
Yeah, the big one.
I don't know. Maybe.
You ain't paying any attention.
I saw the ladder. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
Was that catering back there, too?
Yeah, I saw a table full of Cheetos and...
The budget must have been light for catering.
I mean, no place is open to give a full catering thing right now, so...
Man, they could have got them some Subway subs, a firehouse subs, something, man.
I did like that match, by the way. I did like that match between Edge and Randy Orton.
All I saw was Cheetos.
Cheetos and chips and candy and stuff, yeah.
I thought it really needed a crowd.
Surfer.
Man, who's fucking that?
A crowd was needed in all the matches.
Of course.
I know that, but I'm saying that one went on for so long without any kind of, like,
that was done. That was done on purpose.
And it's funny how all you hear is, how is that?
But you know what really threw me off?
The whole weekend.
What threw me off the whole weekend is when they would do the picture-in-picture replay, and they would play the audio of the sounds, like if you, let's say it was a big moonsault off the top rope, and you hear them crash into the ring, right? But you also hear Michael Cole calling the splash in the background because it was picked up through the camera mics. So while Michael Cole called the move when it happened, in the replay it's like, how do you hit her with a moonsault? All the way in the background, just like that.
Gosh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Chance Otis gets laid tonight.
Don't do it.
But you know what, though? But you know what, though? I wonder, for somebody like, for example, Goldberg and Brock Lesnar, were they able to function without a crowd?
Because they're used to, yeah.
You know, because somebody made up a very good point. I think it was Tom Phillips. It's either Tom Phillips or Michael Cole. Somebody brought it up during the commentary of the Daniel Bryan-Sami Zayn match for the Intercontinental title last night. And they said that wrestling with no fans, they're used to it because they spent a lot of time on the indie circuit where it was quite possible that they wrestled in front of 50 people or even less than that. So this is, they're accustomed to this. You know, not having the crowd there will throw your game off. And I wonder this, how do you call a match in the ring when you can't talk because you'll be heard? Because they call the matches in the ring when they're in the arena because nobody can hear them.
Normally, yeah.
You know?
That's right.
I could go to Tony. Okay, back body drop. But if you can't say that, how are... That's... I really have to give it up to the wrestlers right now. I really do. They did a very
really
good job.
You practice your moves ahead of time.
No, I don't even think it's that. I think they did... With everything that's going on, they did a very good job. Now, everything that I understand with what's going to happen this coming, these upcoming weeks on Dynamite, you're going to have a lot of, there's no Jim Ross, because Jim Ross is overweight and over 65, so they're telling him to stay home. There's going to be a lot of just quick matches and taped material. Of course, if you saw the thing on Wednesday with Chris Jericho releasing the hounds from his estate in Tampa, it was pretty somewhat humorous. But yeah, I don't know where we're going now from here. I really don't.
Thank God one's a thief.
Yeah, he stole his t-shirt. I don't know where we're going from here. I really don't. We're in for some very unique times right now. I say that often, but this is... I never in my life would think that there'd be a time where the WWE would not be producing television. That wrestling as a whole is just suspended. Now, I never thought I would see WrestleMania without an audience. I don't know. This is such a so weird right now. What we're going
Don't bear me, please.
So
don't
bear me. Those I Was Not There shirts are going to be collector items.
Yeah. Well, they're selling. Apparently, WWE had, you know, had already produced all this merchandise and everything, and they're going to start selling. You can buy WrestleMania chairs and things like that.
Buy the NWO shirt.
Well, you know, those are always on sale.
Don't bear me. Don't bear me, please. Don't bear me.
And that was the chattiest Undertaker's ever been.
I loved it. Come on, boy. He used the word Michael Evans hated.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of times. Come on, boy. What's my wife's name now, boy? I'm going to go back and watch that match. I'm telling y'all that.
And by the way, I come to find out that a picture was leaked of the production of that match, of everybody just hanging around during a coffee break.
The Willow. Was that Willow's house?
No, the WWE contracted a Central Florida production company
that built
somewhere in Central Florida, and all that scenery that you saw was built.
And that was I told Lee that was Undertaker that got knocked in that grave the first time, for real.
And let me tell you something, Lee. We were texting during that match, and Lee said that this is some $5 bargain bin movie shit, you know, like at Walmart. And I said, you know what's funny? It took WWE 8 hours to film that, and it takes those normal $5 movies millions of dollars and months to film.
A low budget horror film.
And WWE filmed it in 8 hours.
So that's how you teleport.
Huh?
That's how you teleport.
Yeah.
From one area to the other. The way the Undertaker did last night.
Not the way Willow did. Not the way Jeff Hardy did.
It's morphin' time.
Hey, when he threw AJ off the roof, he stood on that roof like he was Michael Myers reborn. He had that menacing pose.
I thought he was going to set AJ on fire. AJ, what that? Toward the end of that building, and just went like that.
You know, I must have turned away for a second. Like, what happened to the Druids? He just hit them and they disappeared?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, none of them was laying on the ground hurt. They just poof.
He went into the match of the dead, man, and came out of the American badass. How that happened, yo?
He would end as the American badass. And when he teleported out, he was the dead man. Because all of a sudden, there's little symbols coming up out of nowhere.
He's right there. That whole house was rigged up with his symbols and fire. Anybody check the gallows and Anderson still alive?
Who knows?
One of them's dead.
The rain went off the side of the house. The house. And is AJ still alive?
I'm sure somebody pulled him out of there.
Is he a zombie now? Or what? Is he back in bed?
Nah, I think he's okay.
He's in through some new thriller. There you go.
And one other thing here, and we're gonna wrap it up because really, there's not much to talk about. We'll go in more into detail on Tuesday with what's going on. But I will say this, that Winnie Cooper is much better than Kelly Kapowski. I've discovered that this
Winnie
past
did week. Have a lot of dudes though what in between that? Her and Kevin. She was experimenting.
No, but she didn't. She didn't do Kevin wrong.
That's true. They always broke up.
And Zach appeared in an episode and came in and stole Kevin's date away.
So, what? That's the episode of Morning News, Mark Paul Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it's episode, like, 3 or 4 of the first season.
Oh, my God.
Go back and watch it. It's pretty funny.
How did the one he is in, by the way?
With Winnie and Kevin going their separate ways to college. Kevin's father died.
Winnie get together?
Nope, they did not.
That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah. It was the ending of the show is and actually it was voted, I believe the Wonder Years finale was voted one of the greatest finales of TV history.
That's a damn lie.
Let me skip it.
Well, businesswoman, board chairman, grandmother, cooker of mashed potatoes. The waiter stayed on in furniture. In fact, he took over the factory 2 years later when Dad passed away.
It was.
That's bittersweet, man.
It's a bittersweet ending, but I the ending is.
A yard with a lot of other yards. On a street with a lot of other streets. And the thing is, after all these years, I still look back with wonder. Right there.
Did Wayne end up having a kid?
No, he didn't. Oh, is it the sister did? Karen.
Yeah, she was a whore.
Yeah, she was.
Karen was about not living rough in the film. Yeah.
Anyways, so I hope everybody enjoyed WrestleMania. It is it's time to move on and. Figure out what we're going to do with the rest of our lives on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays now. Now we're going to have to watch old pay-per-views and old Nitros and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see. I might queue up an old episode of WCW Saturday Night I am looking at right here from 1993.
In that intro.
So... Let's say it can't be a live pay-per-view for another 5-6 months.
Well, they're trying to have Money in the Bank in Baltimore on May 10th, so...
Right, I'm just saying, do you keep the network for that time that they can't do no pay-per-views?
They got a huge archive. All right. We want to thank everybody for joining us. For Tony C, for Surfer, I'm Double A. We'll see you Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you. Later.